Monsters by Sanguine Glacialis, one of the four Quebec metal bands we have interviewed on Thrasher's Paradise, Kevin.
Oh, very cool. It's always good to play somebody that we've talked to.
Of course, and it's very embarrassing because at the end of the video, you can see I messed up their name a lot.
Yeah.
It's French. It's hard to pronounce. Sanguine Glacialis?
Yeah. I mean, you could just call them pasta at the end of it.
Like a big pizza pie.
Exactly.
That's amore. Because who doesn't remember Walk Hard by John C. O'Reilly? John C. Riley.
Could be either or. I don't. I know what you're talking about, but I don't know the name.
Yeah. But no, Kevin, you know what's coming up in a week?
Yeah, Countertops, man. I'm super excited.
No.
What do you mean, no?
There's something more important than Countertops.
Oh, the plumbing. That's right.
No, more important than plumbing.
Steak?
Metal Monday.
Oh, that's right. That's coming up. Yeah, that's coming up in a week, isn't it?
Yes, next Monday. The Monday coming up.
Yes.
Metal Monday, live at Absinthe Hamilton on August 31st. Doors open at 6:30. The first band on is at 7 o'clock. That is Cameron North. Then at 8, it's Mr. Morgan Ryder. At 9 o'clock, it's Mr. Johnny No Cash. And at 10, the headliners of the night, the Axe Lords of Zanzibar, will be performing. They got one great show planned for you, as do all the other acts. It's definitely something you cannot miss. You look like death right now.
Oh, I'm just a little tired tonight. That's all.
No, but Kevin, can you believe it?
I know. That was really exciting because we've got a few things planned for it. And they got four awesome artists coming out.
Yes.
To support it. And from what I've seen on the online chatter, it looks like it's going to be a pretty full patio.
Yes, it should be a lot of fun. We already have people making reservations for the show. And we're going to be making it public soon this week. If children under the age of 18 are allowed to come in, I should actually text the guy now while I'm thinking about it if kids are allowed in.
Yeah, because otherwise I got to find somewhere for Grant to go.
Yes, or my little brother, a sitter, because that is very important.
Maybe we could just tell them that he's his line, that he's a really short 19-year-old and he's cool.
Oh, what's that from?
That's from Grant. That's him.
Really?
Yeah, there's a few shows that I've gone to, and it's been a 19-plus show. And he's like, just tell the guy at the door, Dad, that I'm 19. I'm just really short and super cool. I'm like, yeah, but it won't work, bud, because you got a super baby face. But, yeah, he's convinced that would work to get him in.
I don't think it would work.
No.
Worst case scenario, I think we could keep him at the merch booth with Aunt Lori.
Oh, probably, yeah.
Probably. It's,
I mean, because it is a COVID show, you can't walk around. You can't really interact with the other tables. Your beverage purchases, you have to wait for the server to come to you. So I think that might have been able to change bar access.
Yeah.
But I don't think it will change it enough where it can be. But hopefully we can find out soon. And if it can be an all-ages show, even better, because where's a better place to be on a Monday night than out with your children?
Not out with your children and out by yourselves.
Well, if that was the case, I get to leave you at home, too.
I'm in charge of the event.
It's still out without the kids.
I booked everyone on the show. I'm going to be there regardless if you want me there or not.
Yes, yes, yes. I know.
It's my baby. This show is my child. My first creation.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you had some part of it.
Yeah, small parts here and there.
Tiny part.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm kidding. You had a big part too.
Yeah, I try.
I still can't believe that what we just jokingly talked about turned into a reality.
Yeah, it was weird. Like, we're just like, let's put on a show. And you're like, why? How? Who? When? I'm like, well, let's call the guys at Absinthe because I'm friends with
the guys.
Yeah.
Yes, one of the people at Absinthe. And they were just like, here's all the things. Here's what you need to know. But speaking of that, we need to talk to our sponsor.
Why do I talk to him?
To get that.
All right.
Because we need that last.
yeah.
For the show coming up.
Yeah, I'll talk to him, I guess. It's my brother-in-law.
You should say, hey, how's it going? So, that money?
Yeah. Well, see, even if he does, it's still just whatever.
Yeah.
It was awesome just that he even put what he did in.
Yes, that is amazing on its own. It's going to be a lot of fun. Next Monday. And you cannot buy tickets from us. You have to be at the door. Unless you really want to be there and you can't make it for the door. So just book reservations, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, we can take reservations.
But
light reservations. Light reservations. Like, we have to see what the door is like. And if you're going to say, oh, I'm not going to be there till 8 or 9 o'clock, we can at least let you know don't bother coming if there's too many people.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, it's a Monday night, so I'm pretty sure people will get in as they need to.
And for YouTube, please watch out this week because we're going to have a lot of stuff coming up. An interview I did with Sadistic Embodiment from Edmonton, Alberta, and my review of Unleash the Archer's brand new album, Abyss, will be out all this week on our YouTube channel. And tune in for the week after because we're going to be releasing a very special video, a documentary, or a vlog, which is what the kids are calling it nowadays.
Okay.
About Metal Monday.
Oh, all right.
From the moment I wake up to the minute I fall asleep, you're gonna get to see what all the work going into is, what we all did during the day, and how it turns out. There will be clips of live performances in the video too.
Are we gonna live stream it too?
We could try.
Okay.
We can definitely try.
All right.
Because why not?
Yeah, hey, if we can get it out there, bonus.
Yes.
And we're going to try and record this show that night, too.
I think that's going to be very difficult to do.
It might be, yeah, we'll see.
We might have to record it the night, like Sunday night.
Okay.
Just, I know.
Maybe let's do half. And then we can, it might work. We'll see.
Maybe, I don't know. You know what?
Let's record Sunday.
Yeah.
And then see if we can record and change anything.
Actually, I think we might be able to do like maybe the last hour.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Because, you know, doors don't open till 6:30. We're going to be there at 5 for the let-in. So there's going to be like that brief period of time where we have time to just
do our stuff. And we can talk to each of the
acts, give them a moment. And tune in next week because next week is the beautiful city of Quebec.
Yeah?
Because they have a lot of metal bands.
I was thinking just because of what's going on next week, we just take a break from it and just sort of wing it.
No. We have to finish this.
No, I understand we got to finish it. But, well. We'll see.
No, but yes, but next week, August 31st, Absinthe Hamilton, Metal Monday, presented by Thrasher's Paradise and Absinthe Hamilton, featuring the Axe Lords of Zanzibar from Kitchener, Mr. Johnny O'Cash from Toronto, Mr. Morgan Ryder from Toronto, and Ms. Cameron North from the GTA. Make sure to get there early enough so you can get in $5 at the door or whatever you can afford. Merchandise will be sold from Thrasher's Paradise and from the musicians as well. It's going to be a great night. There's going to be drinks galore. You're allowed to drink after the performances are done. Music will be done by 11, but that doesn't mean the party has to stop there.
Nope.
Yes. And this event is sponsored by Local Arnett.
Yes.
And now let's get back into the music. Up next here is The Agonists with their song Panophobia. I said that right?
Sure.
Panophobia. Yeah. Panophobia.
Yep.
Right here on Thrasher's Paradise. Bye. That was Cryptopsy with their song Halothane Glow. Halothane Glow, yeah?
I think Halothane Glow, yeah.
Yeah. What do you think? Don't you like Cryptopsy?
I don't mind Cryptopsy, but like I said, we were, you know, off air. I look at the CRY and I get cryophilic messed up in my head, and then I just sort of drift away about without reading the rest of it.
Wait, Jesus. Yes, Cryophilic Hamilton death metal band.
Yep.
Cryptopsy, Montreal death metal band. Totally difficult to tell the two apart.
It is. You know what? They should form a super group and be like Cryotopsy or something like
Cryotopsy,
that.
Yes. See? Jesus, Kevin.
It's late. Yes. I've been up early.
I know.
And
you're working in St. Catharines this week. Yeah, I wake up earlier than usual. Hey, I get it. I don't like when I get called into work, but...
Yeah, well, for you, welcome to full-time life.
It's one step closer to getting a car.
Yeah, what kind of car are you looking at?
A car that runs.
Yeah, is it going to have all four wheels?
I want a car that turns on.
Yeah? Turn on a car?
Huh?
You got to talk to it nice? Hey, come on, please turn on today. You have to sometimes.
No! Not that.
Have you ever seen that? The people with old POSs? They're like, please start today. Please be a good car today. And then I was like, oh, come on, you stupid piece of...
Oh, I thought you were talking about that one episode of Strange Addictions with the guy that was in love with his car.
Oh, no. We can save that for like the after dark discussions.
Tune into our fake podcast.
Yeah.
Thrashing over midnight.
There you go. The dark sessions.
The dark sessions from Thrasher's Paradise. No, I just want a good car that's cheap on gas and is affordable to repair.
Yeah. Like a Toyota or a
Honda? Yeah, a Toyota or a Honda. Anything from, I guess, that part of the world.
Sure.
Because apparently they know how to make cars.
Well, Toyota's built here in Cambridge, so.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh.
So it's local-ish.
Kind of.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Ford is found on road dead or fix or repair daily.
I thought it was for old retired dudes.
Could be for that, too. That's for the Mustang specifically, though.
Oh, we got to respond back for Jesse. Let me check.
Okay. Well, that's good to know.
He doesn't even know.
Oh, I'm sure it's not a question often asked. Hey, man, can I bring my 8-year-old kid to a bar?
Hey, man, are children be allowed?
Yeah. But, again, like I said, if service is being brought to a table, I think we should be okay.
I don't know.
If we just, you know, shove him at the merchandise booth and he can hang with Aunt Laurie type thing.
Yes, remember, you get to meet the incredible thrash man himself, Colin Sterling, the evil stepfather himself, Kevin.
Yeah, I'm going to be wearing my Thrasher's Paradise shirt.
I will be wearing mine too.
I was going to wear my fur jacket, but it's way too hot.
The big juicy ginger, Josh, will be there, so you can meet him.
Yeah? Hey, are we going to grab Dakota?
I'm working on it.
Okay. Then again, he might not be allowed in either. He's not 19 yet, is he?
That's my son. He will be allowed in.
Yeah. All right.
He's made a reservation.
Has he?
No. Oh. I don't think his dad will let him.
All right. I guess so. It's a Monday night.
No, his dad's being very keen on lockdown.
Oh, I get it.
Dakota hasn't seen the light of day outside of his house since COVID.
Really?
Yeah, his dad's that hardcore.
Nice. Well, you know, people can be that way, I guess. And, you know, it not only affects their lives, but, you know, choices like that will affect others' lives as well. And you got to be, I don't know, respectful enough of that, I guess.
Affects my life. I need my Dakota.
Yeah.
I can't record videos with him over Zoom anymore.
No?
His Wi-Fi sucks.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Especially in the rain. I am Victor.
Yeah.
No. Dakota, come back to father.
There you go.
Yes, Papa can hear you.
Anyway, it's going to be a good show on
it. It shall be a great show. And if we're lucky, you will be graced by the presence, and you all could be witness to meet the incredible and the amazing Mama Thrash.
Yeah, she's supposed to be there.
Hopefully she's there.
Yep.
If she remembers the date.
Yeah. Yeah, she's kind of thinking the wrong date a few times.
Yeah. Thanks, Mom, for supporting Thrashers.
She's in bed reading right now.
She'll probably be upset that I yelled.
I don't know.
Interrupted her reading.
Yeah, either that. Well, Grant's probably laughing anyways. He's listening to us. So that's okay.
Yeah. I'll just say heard that just to be safe.
Yep.
No. Now.
What?
Say it now.
Say what now?
Heard that.
Heard that.
Yeah.
I did. I already said that. I heard that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's a night ritual thing.
The whole ritual is done.
Yes. They sacrifice the child to go to sleep.
Yep. Yeah, you got the noogies and the wet willies and stuff like that. So he's good.
And was given the water.
No. He didn't have any water.
Right now. No, he doesn't drink water.
He'll get up about 4 more times tonight to get water.
Yep, guaranteed.
That's all right.
Yeah, that's okay. But no, Kevin, we're down to the last two artists of the night. Here is Necronomicon with their song, Ascending the Throne of... Oh, no. Of... Batter. Boter.
I don't know. You got handwriting Boter. Like a doctor, so I can only make letters.
Here's Necronomicon on Thrasher's Paradise. Yep. Yay!
Thank you.
So that was Akitsa.
Akitsa.
Oh. Akitsa.
Sure.
What's the song? Sag Nordique.
Okay. Hey, we know Nordique.
Go Quebec Nordiques.
We got one word out of that whole thing, right?
Yeah. That's the only word we can get right. We're hockey people.
Yeah. Hey, you know who I can't find on this list?
Who?
Maybe they're not from Montreal, though.
Who?
Clitoris.
See, the issue with them is they're from three different cities.
Oh, okay.
They're from Montreal, Ottawa, and Toronto.
Ah.
We had them part of the Ottawa group.
Did we? Okay, yes. All right.
That's we did right. play them.
That's right. Okay, I thought we were going to get play them twice.
No.
Oh.
No.
Only get to play
with you only them. Get to find it once.
Okay, well, finding it once is pretty...
if you're lucky.
Exactly. Getting to play with it once.
Ooh. Whoa. Woo! You're asking a whole lot right now. Dang, Kevin. But no, you know what? You know what I haven't done in a while?
Shower.
I haven't. You know that's a lie. I shower every day.
Okay. What haven't you done in a while?
Cook.
Yeah, well, we don't really have the facilities to do that right now.
That, and I've been working a lot of nights.
Yep.
So I haven't really been doing my infamous cooking anymore. But you know who has been doing a lot of cooking?
Who?
My Padawan.
Who?
Thomas McKay.
Ah, yes.
Or as we call him, Tom McKay of Middle Robot Reviews, a.k.a. The Robot Man.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I know you went over there to help him
marinate.
Set stuff up and marinate and give him some ideas. And
Domo Origato, Mr. Roboto,
yeah.
Tom McKay.
Yeah, but I got to say, I'm amused and disappointed at the same time.
We saw him made... I'm pretty sure I can say this word without getting in trouble. Ghetto chicken parmesan.
Yes. I mean, it's still going to taste great.
Yeah, but it's chicken strips with...
With pasta sauce and cheese, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's... Hey.
We're proud of you, Tom, though, because you cooked.
Yeah, and he's trying. It's definitely an expansion of, like,
chicken strips. Well, he's working on an He's working on the budget.
Ah.
Cooking on a budget.
Cooking on a budget, yeah. I mean, hey, go with what you can eat and what you like.
Exactly.
So yeah, that's what I mean. I'm proud because of the thought process that he put into it. I'm amused because of what it was. I was making that stuff, like in high school,
college,
and no college. I didn't have money for stuff like that.
Ooh,
college. I was like craft dinner and everything.
Couldn't find a rich girlfriend.
Nope.
No,
that was my high school days.
You did all the fun stuff in high school, and then when you went to Peterborough, it just was like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was honestly the beginning of the end.
Oh.
Because you know that the rest of that story.
Dun dun dun.
Pretty much, yes.
Yes.
So.
But no, Kevin. It's been another great night.
Yep.
Another wonderful night of music. Tune in next week for Quebec City. And remember, Monday, August 31st.
That's next Monday.
That's next Monday.
Yep.
What's it called?
Metal Monday.
Metal Monday at Absinthe Hamilton on King William Street. You Google it. It's on the Facebook event page. If you haven't already said you were going or are interested in going, what are you waiting for? Go do that right now. Yes, the show is over, but you got to do it right now. Say you're going or interested.
Yeah. I mean, we're up to 16 interested on there right now. Last I looked.
We're almost at 100 interested.
Yeah. Or sorry, 16 going.
Hey!
Over 100 interested, I think.
Yes.
And then, like I said, through Instagram and then looking at some of the other, the artists themselves, people are asking them how to get tickets and what and everything. So
it's going to be a very popular night. Make sure to be there next Monday. Axelor's Zanzibar, Johnny No Cash, Morgan Ryder, and Cameron North all performing at Absinthe Hamilton. All the music starts at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Doors open at 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. I've been Colin Sterling.
I'm Kevin.
And until next time, everyone, keep on thrashing. Now back to whatever current the flog plays on this radio station, because it's music. Yay!
Alrighty then.